weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
If you're listening to Cambridge 105 in the sort of early days, you may remember Alex Vujic used to present Bookmark along with the Reverend Lee Chambers. And Alex has ventured back into the studio. Have you been here since Bookmark?
I haven't, no. It's very nice to be back. Thank you.
Welcome back. We've decorated probably since you were last here as well. But you're here today to talk about something called Sunday Best, which sort of strikes me as kind of you just sit around doing nothing and Sunday gets brought to you.
Yes, the perfect Sunday served up for you, basically. Yeah, I've started a new venture with a friend of mine called Vicky, and Vicky Fenton, and we're doing My Little Festival is the company. And Sunday Best is something that she ran last year as a kind of supper club, but we've moved it on from that, and it's now at the Swaffham Prior, one of those lovely churches out there. There's twin churches, and one of them isn't used anymore. They use it to hire out. It's absolutely beautiful. We have the Dowsing Sound Collective, the very modern and funky choir.
They are very modern and very funky, I notice.
Yes, they're actually going to be doing some bands I've never even heard of, they said, but mostly Alabama Shakes, Imagine Dragons, Mumford & Sons, that kind of thing.
Oh, I like all of those. Okay, that sounds good.
And then this amazing roast served up by Jay Scrimshaw of Gorilla Kitchen, three-course lunch. So you can sit around, you can sit on sofas, you can listen to music. DJ will be there as well. We'll have a Bloody Mary bar, mimosas, all those lovely things. So, yeah, the perfect Sunday.
And so what sort of time does this start? Is this the sort of thing you could sort of roll up mid-morning with the Sunday papers, flop on one of the sofas?
Well, we will be doing ones that run from brunch to for most of the day later in the year. But this one, we've got the church from 1 o'clock to 5:30, and it's a ticketed event, and actually tickets are selling really well. There's only a few left, so if you are interested in coming along, then do check out our website at mylittlefestival.co.uk.
And when you say sofas, I'm just trying, it's with the church, I automatically think they're going to be set out in rows, but
I guess
it's not the case.
No, Vicky is absolutely brilliant at making places look sort of instantly boho chic, and she will just wave her magic wand.
Oh, hang on a moment, I'm not going to let anybody use boho chic on this programme without giving us a full explanation as to what it means.
It means kind of festively cool shabby sofas, hip, I don't know, just relaxing, just nice sofas, nice, lots of cushions, lots of blankets, and we're hoping if it's weather like this that you can hang out outside as well in the lovely churchyard.
It is very nice. And so how many sort of people could you fit in comfortably, because obviously a church can hold a lot of people, but
it's
this
huge.
sort of event, there presumably has to be a limit.
Yes, there does, and we've got, I think we had 70 tickets on sale, and we're going to have a place for the choir to perform, and then also there'll be these sort of great feasting tables laid out like a trestle table style, have two long tables like that for people to sit at, and then we just think people are going to be milling around the church and outside and just generally chilling. But we are planning another event similar to this but on a larger scale, in association with Secret Productions, and that will be called Sunday Papers Live. So I think Phil would probably like that, bringing the papers to life. Lots of speakers, lots of stuff going on, a creche, like a mini festival on a Sunday. And that would be at the Union, the Cambridge Union.
So okay, that sounds pretty good as well. Because you're involved in sort of similar related things. There's the Early Night Club, I think, wasn't there? Is that still around?
That's still around. I've been running that for 7 years now. And I think what's just happened is I've sort of got to the stage, my kids are a bit older now, and I decided to sort of leverage the stuff I've been doing with the Early Night Club, which really I did because I like dancing, and take that events experience and put it into a bigger events company. So that's what we're doing. We do private parties and we do our own public events as well. And we have a May Ball coming up on June the 18th. Thank you, Joe. My son is here reminding me. Which will be also at the Cambridge Union, and lots of glitz and glamour. We felt a bit like the students have all the fun with the May Balls, and we felt a little bit like we're
jealous. That seems, because you see it around about when it's May Ball season. I think we should call it May Ball season, really.
I know.
You're sort of driving around to Cambridge, you've been out somewhere yourself, and you sort of come back, and everybody's still sort of just about to go out.
All looking lovely.
All dressed up in
and
their finery.
And even worse is when I take Grace and Joe to school, they're just going home.
I was they're coming back, aren't they?
And I'm driving the kids to school thinking, I remember the day when I didn't quite do things like that. ever, obviously, but
carrying shoes sometimes. They're both their own as well.
And so we thought, we're not going to be able staying out till 6 in the morning. We're only going to go till midnight, but we're going to have a good old party at the Union and everyone can get dressed up.
I like that. That seems a good plan. And also, just to add to all of that, you're also involved with this Mill Road Midsummer Fair, which is taking place. It's kind of like almost like the companion event to the Mill Road Winter Fair.
Yes, I think it's the first year they're trying this Midsummer Fair. There's lots of different locations along Mill Road. I don't think they're actually shutting the road like they do for the Winter Fair, but there will be kind of little zones where there'll be stuff going on. And we've got the area behind the Lloyds Bank car park, just opposite Gwydir Street.
Yes.
So we've got
by the church as well. So it's opposite end to us and then over the road.
Exactly. Just there. We've got a whole area. We're going to, again, turn that into a little festival. Nice music, some of the street food, a lovely bar. Going to put, not seating out for everybody and just have a bit of a party in a car park.
Is it easy to do something like this at short notice? I guess if you're doing a few of these things, you have a contacts book when you can think, I know who's just the right person to bring in to do the food or just the right person to do the DJing or whatever's needed.
Absolutely. I mean, we have got a lot on, that is true, but Vicky is an events genius, and we're also working with Mark Worrell from Boxed Events, and he is someone who, if you want a structure, you want a teepee, he's your man. She knows lots of the bands, and I know DJs and music, and so together we can bring it all together quite easily. And then the other thing is just getting people there, so that's why we're here now, to tell everybody about it.
I guess the obvious question then is there a website? He said as if there wouldn't be.
Yes, we have got a rather lovely website, mylittlefestival.co.uk.
Okay, and people can book there and do all the things they need to do.
Tickets are on sale there, and we've also got a news section so you can see what's coming up in the future.
And I'm assuming this isn't a turn-up-and-hope event. It's kind of a good idea to book.
So far, the Mill Road one is turn-up, and we're also going to be doing some regular city sundowners that are turn-up, but the Sunday Best and the Mayball are both ticketed events.
Okay. Well, Alex, thank you very much. Good to see you again.
And you.
And children as well with you. What have you been doing to our leaflets? I'm slightly worried. We have these station leaflets here, and I'm slightly concerned that various people are going to have glasses and moustaches or something.
I'm afraid so.
Yes. Could be fun. Thank you very much. I'll make you listen to the travel for that.